am Usnavi, and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, cause I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it, Jesus, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. God damn, I gotta get on there. Oh, the milk is gone bad. Hold it just a second. Why is everything in this fridge warm and tepid? I better step it up and fight the heat, cause I'm not making any profit if the coffee isn't light and sweet. Abuela, my fridge broke. I got cafe, but no con leche.
Try my mother's own recipe. One can of condensed milk.
Nice.
Ay, paciencia y fe.
That was Abuela. She's not really my abuela.
Look who's here. My old buddy, Brian McTavish. How are you, Hoss?
I'm great.
Have you
I feel
proposed
great.
Nude?
I was told not to bring this up.
Were you?
But you're the host.
I'm the host. How
no,
can you not bring it up after a segment like that?
I have, well, I follow your lead, yeah. But not too closely, I hope. I've never posed nude. No.
Okay.
You mean for someone else?
Well, I guess. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, I think we've already gone too far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodness me.
Okay, what are we talking about
Well, we're
here?
Listening to a very nice hip-hop rap-influenced opening number to In the Heights, the 2008 Tony Award-winning Best Musical that is on stage tonight through Sunday at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. The show, by all accounts, well, won the Tony, didn't it?
I think so.
It puts together drama and humor to tell its story of a lively Manhattan community of workaday immigrants who, look, they just want to build new lives for themselves in this country that they proudly call home. Unlike most of the rest of us, of course, they want to prove their point by singing and dancing so well that they won the Tony. You know, I don't think that my singing and dancing would make many new friends in this country.
It's titled In the Heights. It's
In the Heights,
8
yes.
p.m. Thursday through Sunday at Starlight Theater.
It's about the American dream.
Yes.
Hands go home if you're going by the mill. The bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. Creeks up, little creeks level, pile my corn with a double shovel, now stay all night. Stay
and now we're going to Sugar Creek.
Sugar Creek Slavic Festival. Talk about folks wanting to live the American dream. Lots of Slavic folks moved into the Sugar Creek area of the Kansas City metropolitan area in the early part of the 20th century. And the Sugar Creek Slavic Festival has been going strong since 1986.
Wow.
Food, music, dance, there's some polka music. It's at the Mike Anka Memorial Building Grounds at, I'll say the address, 11520 East Putnam in Sugar Creek.
Yeah.
It's Friday afternoon and night and Saturday, 3 to 11:30 p.m. I want some cabbage rolls. I want some Polish sausage. I want some Croatian potato salad and slaw.
That all sounds good. Huh?
That's right. I must alert you to the kielbasa eating contest at Friday at 8 o'clock, in which all participants will most certainly possess a braver colon than mine.
Okay, that's coming up this weekend. All Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org.
Do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you yell out, hang? Do you fold it in your pocket? Do you lock it in the bank? Do you jack it up or drop it down to the ground with the juice and the goose or the coke and the crown? Whatever makes you feel like a rock star.
Two big names in country music here in town this weekend, right?
Country kingpins and, let's face it, rock stars.
Yes, they are.
That's Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw singing, you guessed it, Feel Like a Rock Star, their current co-hit duet record. They're the reasons to go see the Brothers of the Sun tour.
Why are they together when each one of them independently could draw about big crowds, too?
Bigger crowds.
Bigger crowds, yeah.
Let's sell some more tickets. It's a better value for the country music customer. Hit, double hit country music. The music gets started at 4:30 Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
That brings back some sweaty memories from my youth.
Yeah, will they fill it up?
They will come close.
Wow.
They will come close. I will say...
That's just amazing.
Well, you know, it's a giant stage production. I mean, in Tampa, this thing kicked off about a week ago in Tampa, okay? And Chesney appears in his set from an elevator at midfield, and he's suspended on a swing while belting out Beer in Mexico.
Sounds like a reason to live.
They're going to sell some beer.
That sounds like it.
Gal is like a racehorse. I play her to win. But if I should lose her, another may come in. Oh, love can be like heaven. Love can be a joke, but it's worth a gamble. So here I go for broke.
Why is Dino singing to us?
He's all about taking the gamble and making it work, and I think it's worth the gamble to check out the West 18th Street Fashion Show, where models will strut their outdoor runway stuff in duds created by 18 designers.
Wow.
Following a horse racing theme.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And these designers are not just from Kansas City, but, my gosh, all around the globe, Chicago and Hong Kong, among other places. It's at 8 o'clock Saturday night on West 18th Street between the cross streets of Baltimore and Wyandotte.
Something a little different.
Well, yeah, I mean, it should be quite a fashion experience, as well as a great place to see people and be seen by people, beautiful and otherwise. But we're all beautiful on the inside, right?
That's right.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking.
And now we're going to Waldo.
I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking.
Good place to go, too.
Oh, yeah, let's wrap up with a couple of dueling adult beverage-oriented events. On Saturday night, there's the 10th annual Waldo Crawldo, 6 to midnight Saturday. It's a pub crawl involving 24, count them, 24 Waldo neighborhood watering holes. And the Summer Beer Festival from 5 to 9 on Saturday night on Pennsylvania Avenue in Westport between McCoy's and Kelly's.
Good place to be. Brian McTavish, great picks. Good to have you.
And remember, don't drink and drive.
That's a good point. Brian, thanks as always, okay?
Yep, thanks a lot.
Don't forget to follow this program on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Haven't received your invitation yet? Tomorrow, the DVD Gurus return with their favorite movies about weddings. Our show is produced by Steven Seigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.